I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to talk to Michael O'Brien today about his experiences of meeting and knowing Michael Cardew, and about Michael Cardew's time in Africa and Michael O'Brien's own time in Africa. Perhaps we could begin, Michael, if you could just tell us when and where you first met Michael Cardew.
I first met Michael Cardew at the Geology for Potters course, which Michael ran, what was it, 1958 or so.
And what were the circumstances then that took you to Africa? Was that a long time after that, or was that fairly soon after that first meeting?
No, I had trained as a painter, mm-hmm. not as a potter at all, mm-hmm. and I'd been teaching pottery in a secondary school up in Leicestershire, and I'd been teaching myself, and I thought, well, it's about time. I don't think I can teach myself anymore. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I better go and try and see if I can find somewhere to learn, and so I thought, well, in those days, there was such a thing as a sabbatical year which teachers could get. I don't suppose that happens anymore. And so I thought, well, should I go back to art school for a year and learn there, or should I go to a pottery? So I thought, well, very simplistic, of course. I thought, better to learn pottery in a pottery. And so I thought, well, where? And I thought, well, of course there's Bernard Leach, but Bernard Leach hates teachers, or so I had been told. And I had seen the exhibitions, one of the exhibitions of Michael Cardew's pots from Abuja, and I had liked those very much. So I thought, right, let me see if I can go to Abuja. So, and the next time that Michael had an exhibition in London, I asked him if I could go, and I said, well, you know, I'm paying for myself, and so I won't be able to stay for more than 6 months. So Michael said, oh, well, I don't know that we'd be able to put up with you for more than 6 months anyway. because, of course, you know, I'd heard that Bernard Leach needed people to stay for at least 2 years. That's all right then.
Yes. So what year was that?
That was 62. Yes. And I then went to Farnham Art School, which again was something which just doesn't happen now. I went for a little bit of time and worked in the pottery with Gwyn Hansen and Henry Hammond, mm-hmm. and learned a great deal from both of them. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to pay anything, or the art school just simply allowed me to go in and work on my own.
Mm-hmm. So could you then just take us through the train of events which actually led you to go to replace Cardew in...
Oh, I see.
Abuja.
Well, I went out, of course, to study.
Yes.
To study with Cardew, mm-hmm. in Abuja, and I did that for 6 months. Mm-hmm. But while I was studying, having been teaching in a secondary school in England, and there was a shortage of teachers in the secondary school in Abuja, the only non-government secondary school in the north of Nigeria, set up by the Emir of Abuja, which, you know, does say something very special about the Emir. The Emir was a very special man. And so I applied. They asked me to go over there and teach. So I thought, well, that's fine. I'll be able to stay here and study a bit longer because my money is finished. And so I was appointed there. And then 2 years later, the ministry transferred me to the pottery. There was a sort of government thing, you know, one ministry and another, and I was transferred from the school to the pottery.
Mm-hmm.